Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I have a question to start. Have you ever watched a woman walk into a room and instantly capture everyone's attention? What if that was you? Today's speaker will address this question and this issue. So I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the life-changing 30-Day Love Challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Today, I'm delighted to speak with Lauren Joyce. She is the founder of The Magnetic Woman. She is on a mission to help women tap into and unlock their natural magnetism, their natural femininity, so that they can attract the love and the life that they desire. In her quest to help women, she has created a powerful summit called Mastering Your Magnetism. And you can get that at http://budurl.me/magnetism. So welcome, Lauren Joyce.
Thank you so much for having me here, Dr. Erica. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing about your background, your education, work experience, or training. What has led you to create this powerful summit?
Yeah, wonderful question. So before I became a coach, I actually was a sign language interpreter, so I was always really fascinated by language and communication and linguistics. And I did that career for about 9 years, and in my mid-20s, I was starting to burn out from that career. And around the same time, my dad passed away, and I had no idea what to do with that grief and that loss. I did know that I only wanted that experience to make me a better person. And so I found myself really on this self-development journey. And so the first program that I had signed up for had this promise of pleasure and fun and life. And I thought, well, heck, if you can get me to have a fun life from where I am now, like, I will pay you whatever you're charging. So I took this course, and it was all about tapping into who you are as a woman and really learning how to navigate that emotional landscape. So that was kind of my first step into this realm and into unlocking my own magnetism when it comes to life and specifically with men. So I continued taking courses, learning, reading, doing anything and everything I could to not just improve my life, but really dive into the male-female dynamics, like what plays out in relationships and why. And I started a coaching business because I felt like if I could transform my life from grief and loss and the throes of despair into something that was so exciting and so fulfilling, that I wanted to help other women do the same. When I started my coaching business, I was helping women build businesses because that's what I was doing at the time. And I kind of held out on this concept of dating and relationships and magnetism, and I started bringing it more and more into how I was working with my clients and into my marketing, and women just loved it because we all have this natural ability as women to be magnetic, to be that woman who walks in the room and everyone turns and looks because your presence is that palpable, that strong, that mesmerizing. And I really feel like that is the seat of which makes us the most powerful as women. So I wanted to really help women tap into this. So as you mentioned, Dr. Erica, I'm currently hosting a 2-week-long event, online event, where called Master Your Magnetism, where I've brought together over 20 experts, Dr. Erica being one of the incredible experts, to talk about what it takes for a woman to start to tap into this within herself.
Wow. And it's so important to really begin with yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's so curious.
I have a question about it. Well, go ahead.
No, I couldn't agree more, Dr. Erica. I find that really is the most important shift for so many women, is starting with themselves.
Right, because often we're looking outside. So I have a question to you. What do you see as the biggest problem women are facing today? And is their problem really all about men and relationships, or is it something more?
Yeah, great question. So I find that the biggest problem that so many women face is they don't truly understand the depth of their power as the creator of their own life. While some of that manifests or shows up as our relationship to men or how we show up in love and with men, what I really see as the crux of the issue is that we are unaware of our life-creating power. Now, as women, right, we have the ability biologically to bring life into the world. We can have babies. Now, just some women may have children, some women may never have children, but we still have this power to create life, whether that be in human form or just the life that we're living. And I really feel that so many women, not only are they not fully aware of how powerful they are, but they don't even know where to begin to start accessing that power.
And I would add to that, not only do they not know how powerful they are, they think that they're powerless.
Yes. Yes. Most definitely.
Many women feel inadequate in all different ways, that they can't make money or they can't have a career, can't have what they want. So they may choose a partner that seems to be doing what they feel like they can't do themselves. So talk about that for a moment.
Definitely. I see that, and that's why, as I mentioned, Dr. Erica, you know, one of the biggest problems that women today are facing is we don't truly understand the depth of our power. And I feel like that comes out a lot with how women interact with men, how women date, how they seek love, how they love in general. Because as you so beautifully stated, so many women think they're powerless. So it's not even that they're not, aware of their power. They think they're powerless, and they really think they're powerless when it comes to men. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about relationships, is that men are the drivers of relationships. Ladies, listen up. We're the ones in the driver's seat. I always give this example. I feel like it's those driver's ed cars, you know, where the student driver has all the controls in front of them, but really it's the instructor that's like controlling the car, but the driver's ed student thinks that they're controlling the car. That's what it's like in relationships. We're the driver's ed instructors, ladies. We're the ones with the controls. And not only do many women not realize that they have the controls, but it's like they have a blindfold on, so they don't even know the controls are in front of them. And so it's really when, as a woman, you learn how to get in touch with your desires, convey that in the relationship. That's what drives the relationship forward.
So what do you find that women tend to repeatedly do that interferes with their either attracting men or preventing relationships from lasting? What are they doing?
Yeah, so there's a few things for sure. One thing, especially with a lot of the women that I work with who are highly successful women, whether that be in their corporate career as entrepreneurs, you know, maybe even stay-at-home moms, right? Like they're very driven women. And one of the biggest mistakes I see women making with men is they bring that drive, competitive nature, really these masculine energetic qualities into the relationship. And that's actually the opposite of magnetic, right? So if you think of a magnet, it attracts the opposite, right? Two positive poles are going to repel. So if you have a masculine man, or you desire to be with a masculine man, and you show up into a relationship with a very masculine dominant energy, that's going to repel each other. So it's learning how to show up really in your feminine self, which is just as strong, which is just as powerful as the masculine. I think another thing that a lot of women do in relationships, which causes the relationships to break down, causes women to be dateless, is they give all their power away to the man. You know, if a man's like, oh, let's go to this great Italian restaurant, and maybe the woman hates Italian, 9 times out of 10, that woman's going to be like, okay. And then they go to dinner and she's miserable, but doesn't tell him why. He has no idea why she's miserable, so he thinks it's him. So instead, it's just opening that conversation and saying, like, thank you so much for planning this date. However, I actually don't love Italian food. Is there any way we could pick another place? And 99% of the time, the man is going to be so relieved that you told him what you wanted.
Right. That's so important. And also, a man kind of likes that she has an opinion and wants to do a particular thing. Sometimes that can lead to conflict because some men want to be controlling.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it could also teach you that this person is being controlling. If you speak your mind, you may not like that person so much when they react in different ways.
Definitely. I think that's a great point, Dr. Erica, that if you convey your desire or your truth to a man and he is not okay with it, tries to control it, tries to manipulate it, whatever, that's your red flag. That's really the door for you to walk away from that relationship. Because at the end of the day, you know, how do you want to be treated? So, again, 99% of the men are going to be very happy that the woman has told them what she desires. Because one of the biggest misconceptions about dating is that men know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing more than we do. You know, they're kind of stabbing in the dark over here. Men want to make women happy. They really do. And sometimes
especially someone he really likes. He wants to please her.
Exactly. He wants to please her so much. And so going back to the example I gave, if he wants to take you for Italian food because he's hoping that makes you happy and you hate Italian food, tell him. He will be more than happy to change locations because at the end of the night, he wants to feel like he made you happy.
That's so true. So here's a question for you. What stops men from falling in love? And is there something a woman can do to nudge that feeling from him?
So I hesitate to say this is why men don't fall in love. And I would actually be more general and say the reason why people don't fall in love is they're afraid of being hurt. Another thing that most women don't realize about men is men feel very deeply. And when a man opens up and loves, he loves deep. And we as women, we recognize that subtlety in emotion, right? So if we have an emotional range, we assign numbers to it. Let's say negative 10 to positive 10, right? We as women can feel and differentiate between the subtleties of 9.8 and 9.9. Those are different emotions to us. Our emotional range is broader. But with men, they feel so deeply, so they hang out more in the negative 10 and the positive 10 realm, right? So what stops a man from falling in love are a few things. One, depending on his age, it could be that he needs to feel accomplished in his career. Men are very purpose-driven. So, and they still really want to be our providers and protectors, even though that the look of that has changed. They want to know that they can provide for their woman. And so if it's a younger man, maybe in his late 20s, early 30s, that may not be where his focus is, right? He may be building and getting in touch with his purpose and, like, creating that so he knows he can support a partner later. For an older man, it could be that he's been hurt before and he's afraid of being hurt again. Similar to women, right? A lot of women don't open up to love because they're afraid of being hurt. And in terms of nudging a man, the one thing that I would say is, one, you can never push a man to commit if he's not ready to commit. So what a woman needs to do is always be centered in herself and living her most fulfilling life. That is what a man wants to commit to when he's ready to commit. He wants a woman who is happy in herself, who takes care of herself, who's full on her life.
Wow. And the other piece is that, and I've heard this from clients of mine, a man does not want to feel as if this woman needs him or wants him just to have a man, just to have a husband, just to have a man to take care of her children because she's divorced from someone who's not there anymore. So a man wants to feel that she really loves him and that she's willing to wait if he's not ready, that kind of feeling. And you can't fake
that.
You either feel that love or you don't.
Exactly. Wonderful point. Yeah, that's very true.
So what suggestions do you have for a woman, and some of them will say this, who says, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't seem to get a man to stay and make a commitment?
Yeah, so I would say, honestly, your best bet, if you're one of those women who's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, is to get some sort of outside opinion or help, whether that be a coach, a mentor, a therapist, someone who can help you see your blind spots, because that's why they're called blind spots, right? We may not be privy to what that is. So if you're repeating the same behavior and or you're just getting the same result, which is a man who's not committing, then I would say it's really time to look at investing in yourself in some way to see in what areas you're blocking yourself, or maybe there's an old subconscious pattern that you're just not aware of.
So that was the question I was going to ask. Like, why do you think it's important for women to have a coach, and to listen to the suggestions of the coach?
Well, isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? You know, one of my favorite lines is, you don't know until you know, right? So we haven't been taught as women, the majority of us, right? There may be some lucky listeners out there who are like, no, this doesn't apply to me. But we as women haven't been taught what a truly empowered relationship looks like. Like, we don't see a lot of women who are in their empowered feminine out in the world, like, showing us how they show up in relationships. Right?
But there's something else going on with this. And That is, you see a woman with a man, a successful relationship, and it looks like this man is so wonderful. No wonder they have a good relationship. If I could find someone like him, that would be wonderful. But the truth is that they don't see is that the woman has done something that brought out that man's being wonderful. So even if we're looking at relationships, we may not see what's the whole picture of what's going on.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. And going back to the point, too, is we're not taught, right? Like, there's not a class that we take in high school or in college that really shows us a lot of this stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of people haven't had really good, healthy relationships as models, right? And at the same time, Dr. Erica, we live in a time and a place now where we as women have more freedoms, more like ability to do and be whatever we want than ever before. In a lot of ways, we're in uncharted territory and uncharted waters. So that's why having a coach or a mentor or some sort of guidance in this area is so important, because we just don't know until we're taught. And most of us haven't been taught. So it's not wrong or bad or like you're defective somehow or broken somehow. It's just that you haven't been shown. And so that's why it's so important to have a coach or a mentor, some sort of guidance in this area. And to your point about a woman bringing out the best in a man, yes, ladies, that is so true. Like, the men that you see that are like out there and polished and amazing, like these incredible partners, like that woman drove that relationship and opened up the space for that man to step into the best version of himself.
Absolutely. Because that same man with a different kind of woman would
definitely
show up very differently. Yeah, and that's the piece that people have to understand. Yeah, my mother used to say to me, a smart woman knows how to handle her man. But the problem was she never taught me how to do that. That's my next question. How can a woman become a man magnet?
Yeah. So again, ladies, it all starts inside of you. It starts with you acknowledging and starting to tap into the power that you have to create and to attract the life, the love, the man, the money, the business, whatever it is that you desire. So when a lot of it, honestly, Dr. Erica, also comes down to mindset too. So I give this example to my clients. When I walk into a room, into a restaurant, into a coffee shop, I believe and have no doubt that if I saw an attractive man that I wanted to ask me out on a date, that I could make that happen. So a lot of women, it's starting with that belief in yourself to be magnetic.
So simple, but not so simple. I mean, it's something that has to be learned for many people.
Yeah, definitely. It's simple, but it's not always easy, right? So it's a simple concept.
Yes.
Oh, just believe I'm magnetic. And I get it, ladies. Like, there's things that have happened to you in your life, experiences that you've had that block you from just shifting over to that mindset. And to be honest, I didn't pop out of the box this way. Like, if you see any of my photos, they're like, oh, wow, it's really easy for Lauren to be magnetic. Well, I went on my own journey with all of this and did my own work. And my friends always love when I tell the story of Turtleneck Lauren, which was I spent the majority of my life wearing turtlenecks and ill-fitting clothes because I was so ashamed and self-conscious. And it was only through me doing this internal work and really connecting to myself that what emerged is what you see now.
Wow. So you are one powerful woman and you're interviewing a lot of people on this summit. So I'd love you to tell us about some of the speakers on the summit.
Yeah, so I have incredible, incredible speakers. As I mentioned, Dr. Erica is one of them, and her interview is amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I've interviewed over 20 experts, male, female, and I actually have a couple that I interviewed to talking about building relationships and dynamics there. So the topics that are covered are obviously magnetism, dating, relationships, love, style. Like, how do you dress your body, your unique body shape, size, and fit your style in to attract in what you desire when it comes to
men and
love.
That's an important concept.
It really is.
That is so important, to dress and behave in the way that's comfortable for you, so you attract the kind of person that likes the way you are. You're not trying to be something you're not.
Exactly. And that's honestly my whole mission here, Dr. Erica, in not just with this summit, but in the work that I do in general, is helping women. That's why I say tap into their natural magnetism, because how one woman moves through the world, what she wears, how she shows up, that makes her magnetic, may look different than me, right? So this isn't about making everyone get a blowout, put makeup on, and wear a dress just because I like to wear dresses, right? So it's like, what makes you feel amazing? So that's why I put the style experts in there. I have an embodiment expert who teaches how to really tune into your body, how to move, like how to express your emotions through movement so that you live more embodied and more pleasurably. Again, I have some male dating coaches, so we really dive into the male mind, what the men want, what they're looking for, what turns them on, what turns them off. I'm trying to think of some of the other. Yeah, so I try and cover it all. I tried to cover all the bases for you, ladies.
So my next question is, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Wonderful question. So my website is laurenisjoy.com. If you have any questions or you just want to let me know how much you loved this interview, you can email me at lauren@laurenisjoy.com. And as Dr. Erica said at the beginning of the series, at the beginning of the interview, you can sign up for the series so you can be with me for 2 weeks and watch all of the interviews and the videos and learn how to master your own magnetism.
And that link to mastering your magnetism is on the webpage. So anyone listening, you can just click the link. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for participating with me in this interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Erica, for having me.
A little bit more.
Thank you so much for having me on this show. I am so honored. And ladies, thank you so, or anyone who's out there watching, thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you. And I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report about how to live to 100 and beyond and be healthy. And if you're ready for love, check out the 30-Day Love Challenge. And you can find that on my website at drericagoodstone.com. So have a lovely week, and goodbye for now.